This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, Henrik. My name is Maggie Barnes and I work in Parliamentary Digital Services for UK Parliament.
Maggie, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, Parliament is introducing new services and my role is to help users understand and accept the technological changes that are being rolled out across UK Parliament. So as a user engagement lead, I build relationships with various teams and support staff through technological changes, and as well as highlighting how they can make the best use of new systems.
Maggie, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The biggest successes is working with users to think ahead and really work in partnership with them to explore how new services and systems can help them in their work. It's encouraging users to consider whether the new services and systems can enable them to make beneficial changes to their working practices. However, along with that, there are challenges. Because technology changes all the time, there is change fatigue that you can experience working with teams. It's just one in a long list of things that they have to try out, accept, and adopt a new way of working. And the implementation of new technology will just be one of the many changes that staff in Parliament are dealing with. So that is a big challenge.
Maggie, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, I think to improve user adoption, I think it's really important to think of it as sort of you have to be very customer-centric. Building in-depth relationships is very important, but it's also important to have an in-depth knowledge of the designated area that people work in. You have to understand how users work and what their specific needs are. It's really important to actively gather data so you can demonstrate how the new technology actually relates and will benefit them in their specific area. So you really have to think about all styles of learning that users have. I mean, you have to think about doing face-to-face workshops, as well as offering webinars, briefing sessions, all sort of thinking of all different channels that you can use to sort of spread the message about the change, but really how it's going to impact users. People really want to know, how does it benefit me? What do I need to do? So you have to think about language that people can understand and that they get what they have to do in order to make the most of these changes that are coming to them. I also recommend people be very realistic in their time scale, because legacy systems and comfortable work processes are very difficult to let go of. So you have to have a real clear plan of communication and have your templates almost ready beforehand, so you kind of know what you're going to say and exactly when that message is going to be shared. So really think of your audience, tailor your messages appropriately, and look at all the different channels that are available to you to share the message.
And Maggie, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, I find a really useful book is the Effective Change Manager's Handbook. It's quite a large book, but I found it really useful to go through that. It's got loads of different chapters on all sorts of things to do with change management. That's been very useful for me.
Well, thanks, Maggie.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Henry.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.